When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, this is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get a weekly hefty dose of K-pop news and K-pop talk. Sometimes you get Genshin and anime if you're very lucky, but this time it's mostly, of course, as always, K-pop. We got the queens of K-pop. We have a lot of topics about them. Also, there's another festival coming up, as well as, of course, some of the kings of K-pop currently at this time too. And you could tune in and listen to us on every platform out there. And where else can they find us?
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And let's get started, because like I said, there is a festival coming up, and it's a festival that a lot of people do know. I don't know, have they ever had it in New York before?
I'm not too sure.
Was there an East Coast? Because I know they were here.
Yeah.
It was in LA last time. But Head in the Clouds is going to be in New York at Forest Hills Stadium, May 20 and May 21. So Saturday and Sunday. And the lineup, because you know how Head in the Clouds, you know, I think they had it like the same weekend as KCON, which was crazy enough to hold it
August. Around that time.
It was, yeah, the same weekend. But this time, yeah, it's not. First off, it's not even nearby anymore because it's all the way on the other side of the country for us. But a couple headliners. Saturday was ITZY.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So because last time ITZY did not go because they were kind of at KCON.
Yep.
Rich Brian, Badoobie, Millie, and a lot of other ones. Then Nikki will be headlining Sunday. Along with, I guess, XG will be there too. So there's also a few more other artists on there. So if you want to check it out, just go to probably Google up Head in the Clouds, and I'm sure something will show up. Or you can go to their Instagram page, HITC Festival, and give them a follow. Then you can kind of keep track of like whenever they have something going on, basically, right?
But don't you think that they're going to have one here in LA too? Like probably in some, like the end of summer?
I mean, you would expect and hope, but...
Because they usually have 88 Rising too, along with it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then if people remember, like Espo was there too, like at the last one. So
and Jay Park.
Of course.
Was it Jay Park?
Jackson.
No,
Jackson Wang. Which is crazy enough too. That's still wild. Actually, no. Wait, was Jay Park there?
I think he was.
Yeah,
Jirla went.
Jay Park was there. Yeah, Jirla went. Yeah. I was like, Jirla wouldn't have gone for any other reason. Yeah, yeah.
She might go for Jackson Wang.
It was pretty crazy. So you never know. So there you go. New York is East Coast is getting fed. So yay for all our East Coast listeners. And let's see. Oh, there's you know what? This one, Mumu's Rejoice, because Mamamoo did announce dates. And they're going to be having a North American tour coming up for, I guess it's called MyCon. So I guess this is like their North American leg of their tour. They are going to be here. Looks like they'll be visiting 9 cities in the U.S. Where is it? And the reason why is because they're actually going to have a comeback soon.
Oh.
Their comeback is, it's been a while too, March 29. The album is going to be called Act 1, Scene 1.
Wow.
Yeah, I think they only announced it very recently. But yeah, it's gonna be coming up. And of course, with like most K-pop groups,
with a comeback
comes a tour. Yeah. So They will be going through nine cities. Like I said, they will be starting on in New York on May 16th. Then they'll be going to Baltimore, May 18th, Atlanta, May 20th, Nashville, May 22nd, Fort Worth, so Dallas-Fort Worth, May 24th, Chicago, May 27th. This one's funny to me. Glendale.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, wait, what?
Because that's like kind of near us. Usually people would just say Los Angeles, but like, because Glendale is part of Los Angeles County, so I guess they want to be more specific. It's Glendale, May 31st.
Is it like a different venue?
Yeah, it has to be some interesting venue, specifically in Glendale. Then Oakland, June 2nd. Then they come back to L.A. again because technically Glendale is in L.A. So L.A., they're ending on June 4th. That's so interesting. It's very interesting, yeah. So June 4th is the last date for them. So all the Moomoos out there should be super happy, excited. I don't know. I like that fandom name. That sounds kind of pretty cool.
Dress up as a cow.
I do not know any details about the ticketing, so hopefully you have tickets or like you know what's going on because you know you guys are like saying moo-moos, but yeah, so that's what's going on with that in terms of like concerts. You know what? I did receive something in the mail, Haley. I don't know if you saw it, right?
Yeah, I saw it.
I did finally get my Fear Not membership welcome gift. Mm-hmm. Which you kind of pay extra, like basically you pay shipping.
It's like $20.
Well, worth it. Like whenever you buy like from Weverse shop, your membership stuff, and there's a, you know, they give you freebies, but the freebies isn't really free because you have to pay for global shipping, and we all know how much damage that could do on right. On the wallet. So it's always worth it though because. When I got it, it was pretty cool. It's a small package. It kind of reminded me, like, how you open it. It's like their first album. That freaking, like, where you had to tear it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they had me go through that shit again. But besides that, it was pretty cool. After that, there was a second boss. The second boss was the second pouch that it came in. Because anyone here who also received it knows exactly what I'm talking about. Because it was hard to open. Like,
really?
It was some weird, like, plastic material. Or, like, I don't even know.
I have to watch your unboxing.
Oh, I didn't include it.
Oh, you didn't?
That took a couple minutes. Like, the black part, like, I was, like, struggling. I'll show you the unedited part.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I could not open that shit because I think, like, whatever the material is, it's, like, some weird, like, I don't know, like...
What, you have to cut
plastic
it?
Latex? No. You're supposed to just, like, you just pull it out. Oh. But the, like, it's, like, the friction.
It was stuck.
The friction from the material itself, like, felt like it was, like, completely stuck. It was so... That took me a couple minutes, honestly. But... It was well worth it because they had two little small things. Obviously, a set of photo cards exclusively for the Fear Not membership. Just like the black pink one that I got when I got my Blink membership kit. Ooh. And also, along with that, we did receive like this, like it looked like a passport notebook, like a tiny one. Like it was like passport size. Mm-hmm. Then it had like thank yous from the group members. So all five members like kind of wrote in it, and then it was translated to Japanese and English. And also on top of that, I did get an official membership card, which is I always wonder if like if you didn't order like the welcome gifts or like you don't order like the special like you know the thing that it comes with.
You don't get a card.
You don't, huh?
No.
Like I think it's just the digital one, right?
Yeah. No, you don't get a card.
Having the physical it's copy cool. is really cool on its own. Like, yeah. So it's like Fear Not, and it's like you know that weird. Like super duper looking asterisk that they have as their like logo. And it says Fear Not on it. It's pretty cool. For obvious I don't even know. I'm saying all this like assuming everyone knows, but this is the Les Seraphim group thing. In case no one
knows what a Fear knows Not Fear Not. Is.
Yeah. So Fear Not is the fandom. So it's for Les Seraphim.
When did you buy it?
It was a while. So it's been a while
since
I
can you imagine what happens if they have a tour, but then they do something like Blackpink with the early bird, whoever bought the membership?
That's what I'm hoping, especially because it's HYBE.
Yeah.
HYBE does stuff for, like, ARMY, right?
Not how like, Blackpink did, though.
Well, not like YG. Yeah, YG was crazy. But at least... Because JYP leaves us in the dust.
That's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
HYBE at least has ARMY membership, right?
For Fear Not, yeah.
I'm hoping. Because like and what's interesting too is you know like you know what I noticed that there's like barcodes and stuff right like you know like my Blink one and like some of the other membership cards we have actually have like barcodes along with like the numbers
yeah
And then I even like, I was wondering I've never utilized it. I've never had to use the barcode.
Scan it.
And then I was talking with a friend, Kevin, and Kevin told me that in Korea, like that's another way that they kind of like,
for ticketing,
or like raffles for the membership. So it's like, cool. Like it's easily, it's like more useful and utilized in Asia.
Right.
It's almost kind of pointless. It's just to have it here, like in, like globally, I guess you could say.
They don't use it.
Yeah, you could just flex it. Like if you ever run into them on the street, just be like, look, I'm an official Fear Not. Mm-hmm. Have it in your wallet ready. And that's what we did for KCON, right? We had our Swift memberships for Stacey. Just in case.
Yeah, but you didn't even.
Didn't even flash it. All we did was dance ASAP with the members, which was pretty damn cool also. But also, since we're talking about the hopefully, a Fear Not pre-sale membership. Mm-hmm. There was news just dropped literally right before we recorded this, and we finally got the news we've been kind of waiting for because we had nothing about it. Le Sserafim is going to have their comeback in May.
Oh, that gives us time. So
that
like
gives
come
us a little
back.
Bit of time. I don't know what they're planning to do because like if they do a world tour, which they did promise the tour, right? It might be in August. Doesn't that coincide and mix with KCON?
Unless they don't go to KCON.
As KCON or don't have KCON. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Don't come to KCON. So we will see. And not only are they going to be having a comeback in May, but some other girls will be as well. aespa will be having their comeback also. So
interested to hear what they will bring to the table this time with their songs.
All their songs, very unique, of course. And, a couple of them are like a few songs in one. So... Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll find out because I don't know if it's like going to be a full album,
probably
another
mini album.
I mean, we'll find out. We will find out whenever all that actually gets released. But looking forward to both. So that means the second half of this year, expect Blackpink. Blackpink's busy in Jakarta. We'll get back to Blackpink later. But Le Sserafim and aespa, they will be doing a tour.
Does aespa have a membership thing? Does SM do that?
That's a good question. I do not know. Is there a My membership? Am I a My member?
Is.
Do I have something?
I thought you did. I don't know. You have to check.
I don't even know.
I have no idea.
I need to keep track. It's always interesting because it's always different
for
each
group. Where
do
you buy from SM? Are they on Weverse, aespa, or?
No.
Where are they?
They're just from their own like SM website.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, luckily enough, YG has Weverse or uses Weverse shop too. So... Like, a lot of my memberships are, like, usually through Weverse, so...
I feel like Weverse is the easiest to do, honestly.
Plus, it's, like, all-in-one-place kind of thing, because at least Stacey's also under Weverse, which is, because they're all under different different companies, but at least they utilize HYBE's Weverse, so.
Yeah, JYP and SM are, like, we have
they're
our
like,
own.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Especially with all the drama right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
SM definitely not.
I don't want to bring up a whole story topic on it again, but... just to put it in briefly, I think HYBE is seceding like their stocks. Like they're just gonna let Kakao take it.
Oh.
So I think they're kind of nearing the end of all the drama.
Finally.
And I think that's what SM wants Kakao if anyone instead of HYBE. Mm-hmm. Plus everyone's saying in the industry that it's like good for the industry itself, kind of keep it healthy and competitive.
Instead of absorbing everyone.
Exactly. Instead of like a full on monopoly. So yeah, so that's the small update for that. Let's not get too into it. Also, as Haley hits her phone onto the microphone holding thingy, let's see. What was I going to say? Oh, SM. So, SM is still pretty busy. I mean, even with all these talks about, getting bought out and selling out and all this and everything, they're opening up. Did you, besides from me putting this in our list of stuff, did you see this?
No.
It's going to be the first SM Universe Academy.
The hell is that?
So it's just going to be like their high school. Like, I guess it's just full on training.
This is a real life
thing? SM is going to be doing, having their own like SM University. And it's obviously, for trainees. The trainees will be involved, include, singing, like idols, dancing, acting. So all kind of different, I guess, creative type of... career paths,
I
guess you could say.
Like
majors?
Is it a show, or?
I don't think so. I think this is like a legit actual school.
Wow.
Because I was also reading more details about it There is going to be like tuition. So you're going to be, you have to pay. So this tuition, like about in US dollars, about $6,700 to $7,600.
For a year?
Per semester.
Per semester.
So some people I heard are complaining it. That's actually not too bad because there's private schools here in the US that are like
100K.
Like per year. So
yeah.
That's, if you do the math, that's like 50K
right.
a semester. So this isn't too bad. The 6,000 to 7,000, almost 8,000 ish. Also, the reason why I knew it's going to be something like this, it's because I don't actually, is it high school? It might be after high school. I hope it's after high school. Actually, you know, I may be wrong. I take it back. Like this university, the SM University, I think it might be a little after high school because I remember reading that, you know, it's almost like a college because, yeah, you choose which you want to, which kind of like field you want to go to, right?
Right.
But along with that, they will be provide. I don't know. This is the confusing part. They said they will also offer and give GEDs. You know, like the general education
so
stuff.
So they're still.
Does that mean
in school?
Yeah, no, you're gonna be. No, they're gonna be going to school here at this university
as well,
getting
as,
training
so
and
it's
getting
like
GEDs.
A performing arts school.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. But is GEDs like college or high school? I don't even remember.
GEDs are high school.
High school. Uh-huh. So maybe yeah. I guess that's the plan then. So it's like a private high school, and you'll be hopefully one more step closer and have an advantage. Into the industry, especially SM. Isn't that crazy? That's pretty interesting.
I wonder if they'll have uniforms.
I wonder if HYBE will have HYBE University after this. I'm sure there'll be uniforms. It'll be pretty cool and interesting to see. Also, let's see. Some more news. Oh, ICON.
Mm-hmm.
This is more along the lines of your stuff because, you know, ICON. I didn't know much about ICON until I actually saw them perform on
Kingdom
with the Stray Kids and ATEEZ and everyone.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so they're one of like the older OG YG groups, right? Did you see this?
But they're not part of YG anymore.
Well, without, yeah, ex-YG members.
No, I didn't see it. Even, I don't follow them.
Bobby was, you know, we did talk about he was going to go on a solo.
Right? Yes.
So he's actually going to have his first solo comeback ever since leaving YG. It's coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
The single is going to be called Sir, S-I-R, and the new song / new music video will be called Cherry Blossoms.
Aw, cute.
That sounds cool. And it's dropping on March 20th, so it's coming up soon. And also, I guess, March 21st, the day right after, he has another song and music video called Drowning. So it's interesting. And he's going to actually perform and be on M Countdown.
Oh, good for him.
So good for, yeah, definitely good for him. So, man, Bobby's like, what, probably like 30s now, right?
Think so, yeah.
Right? Probably like G-Dragon age kind of thing.
Is he that old? Let me see. Keep talking.
Oh, well, I guess. Like, I haven't been. So... You made me say it when I'm literally at the end of the articles and I have no idea.
He's 27. He's not even that old.
He's even younger than Jin. What the F?
Yeah.
He looks different, though. Like, I'm looking at the pictures that you're looking through. He looks a lot different from back then.
Right.
So, that's pretty cool. I didn't know he's 27. Jeez.
Oh, that's right. Now they're under 143 Entertainment.
Oh, that's right. Are you going to say it? I know you're thinking it.
143. I love you.
Yeah. I couldn't even see Haley's face, but I knew it as soon as she read 143.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much it. But that's pretty cool for Bobby. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not YG, but I guess we will start talking about some YG news because we will get into one set of the queens of K-pop currently. And of course, that is Blackpink. Let's see. Blackpink news. Lisa's fourth photo book is coming out, which is crazy because her birthday is coming up. The photo books are always called 0327, titled after her birthday, right?
Yeah.
But it's
March
wild.
Babies.
Yes. Team Pisces, baby. Lisa, it's her fourth. That's crazy. I know they've been
around
for a while, but then the fact that she's on her fourth photo book too, like, that's pretty crazy.
Is she the only one that does these photo books?
Yeah. Only I don't her. Think, like, there's a... Like, no, I don't think so. I don't think Jenny, I'm trying to think, Jisoo, they don't have like a full-on photo book compared, and then like Twice. Twice has like every member.
Yeah. Not
but
yet,
they're like,
though.
Each member is like up and coming.
Yeah.
But the fact that Lisa's on her fourth year for this photo book, that's pretty cool. I guess they started, because we remember we talked that they finally took a break. a well-needed break, even though they were kind of still busy doing shit.
Blackpink?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So now they're back and they're performing again. Their first show back to continue their tour was in Jakarta.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. There was a lot of things going on.
That venue's fucking huge.
That was wild. Yeah, it's huge. We saw the videos, and but there was like some, unsuspecting
circumstances,
things going on. Number one, the main one, was Rosie's wardrobe malfunction, and I'm sure many Blinks and maybe even not non-Blinks have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's like singing, I think it's her solo performance,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think like her top got like unconnected, like the like around the neck yeah. part,
or untied maybe,
so she like had to hold it on for dear life. And the best part was her dancer,
yeah,
that was also looked like he was more in a panic than Rosie. Like, he was,
he's like, oh my god, I have to get this back together quickly.
he looked stressed as fuck.
He did look stressed.
Like, way more stressed than Rosie. Rosie was like, seemed more kind of chill, and she's like obviously super professional about it.
Yeah, she's still singing,
like, and singing and dancing is funny because mm-hmm. she was like whipping her head around while he's still trying to get it on.
Yeah,
he's probably like, stop moving, woman.
Stay still.
There was that, and there's like a couple other things. Like, it was really windy apparently.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of Marilyn Monroe moments with all the
thank
numbers.
Thank goodness that they wear shorts.
Safety shorts.
Like safety shorts.
But yeah, like even like Jenny, like when she was like in the middle of the stage by herself, I think in the extended stage, we saw it. She's like, it like completely blew up on her.
Yeah.
But then it's funny because she pulled like the Marilyn Monroe kind of mm-hmm. like thing. So yeah, it was a great time, I think, for anyone that was there watching and experiencing. There was a lot of people, like 77,000 people.
I would not want to be on that floor.
Inside. We need to be so grateful and thankful to be as close as we were for our experiences, like Dallas and LA.
Right.
Oh my god.
Because the venue wasn't as big.
Yeah, first off of that. And then second is just like with where we were is insane. And then because there's literally people outside of this venue in Jakarta that are just singing along that don't have tickets.
There's like many of them out
just
there.
Outside the gates with their, like, because
they could hear the music. They have their own little party concert
and they have their light sticks. It was wild. So I mean, I don't know, did they have 2 days? I'm not too sure.
I don't know.
But I mean, that comes to show you, we get really spoiled here in the US sometimes, especially we get seats, because a lot of them in Asia were like GA, like on the floor. Oh my god.
In Thailand?
I mean, Dallas was GA. Wasn't actually a fair amount GA here? Except for a few that, like, we were lucky. I think it was only us.
I think all of them were GA, except for LA.
Oh, God. Thank God.
I know.
We really don't like GA.
But the thing is, like, the GA in the States, from what I saw, it wasn't, like, overly packed. I feel like the ones in Asia, they stack
They sell it till
it's filled to the brim.
To the maximum capacity of Asia standards. Because I'm sure the Asia standards are different from the U.S. standards.
If it has
like
77,000, they probably have like 79,000 or something.
Oh, I was going to say the opposite. Well, I mean, that's possibly true.
They probably like put a lot.
I was going to say like ours is like, oh, like you remember like the forum? Like, mm-hmm. the floor limit, 500.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure you could fit in over double that. Like, if it was Asia, it'd probably be like, oh, maximum, the equivalent would be like 2,000.
Right, yeah.
Even though it's like 500 here. But if everyone is safe and having a great time, then that's all that matters. Because it looked like a really good concert. It looked like they were happy to be back and super, like, I mean, they're like coming up on the last legs of the tour almost.
Finally, it's been a year.
It's, yeah, I know. That's wild. They've been touring for like almost like over half a year already. That's insane. Let's see. Oh, and another. Okay, this is my transition from Blackpink to Twice, because there was a recent interview that they were having, and Mina did say that the most recent celebrity friend that she had
mm-hmm.
hung out with.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guess?
I read it. Lisa.
Oh, good guess. Excellent guess. So Mina and Lisa's been hanging out. I mean, remember, I think they took pictures too, like Lisa, Jiho, the photo booth. I don't think Mina was there, though. It was like No, it wasn't Mina. It was Jiho and somebody. Who was it? I just know. Was it? I know is Lisa was in it too.
Yeah.
And this goes to show you.
I think it was Mina.
All the fan wars and everything, just like sometimes.
But they still happen though, regardless.
It still
of
happens
that. They
no
don't
matter
care.
What. I know. But it's just from from different perspectives. Like when you're a solo stand versus a multi stand. Because obviously we are like, especially us, especially me and how much I've spent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely, I guess you could say, a once blink or blink once.
Mm-hmm.
Blink once sounds funny.
Yeah, blink once. Wink. And
that's pretty cool because we did recently have Twice here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. They had, like, they did so many promotions and everything. Like, they went on Jimmy Fallon. They went on the Kelly Clarkson mm-hmm. show here. And on the Kelly Clarkson show, there was that funny moment where, like, Kelly Clark, she's really, like, super nice, too.
I was watching a lot of her because it would pop up on my feed with Twice.
She's an excellent host.
She is. She's so respectful.
Aside from being the first American Idol mm-hmm. winner, so she's, like, already established herself as a singer. She is a really good host. She's super nice. She like is really like nice to talk
to.
She's
like attentive to like the members,
like
too.
All each member. Yeah. And she does this to all her guests. And of course there's 9 guests for mm-hmm. Twice. Not to mention there's also the translator.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, so like she said, Suyu.
Cause and the way that it's spelled, it's Suyu.
Yeah. But then she looked at the translator and she's like,
She's like, huh?
Because I think the translator was talking to Tui and said Tui.
Yeah, and she's like,
and she's like, wait, how do you say her name? Mm-hmm. And then she looked at Tui and was like, how do you say her name? And then she's like, you want to do the voice? Yeah, can you do it? The voice for Tui?
Tui. It was very like
not that fast.
Tui.
Yes. So she was like, that is adorable.
Yeah, basically. She's like, the way that you say it is so adorable.
So that was awesome. And then also she found out that Dahyun, of course, our Dubu,
mm-hmm.
is one of her people. She like called her sister or something
mm-hmm.
because of all the food that like Dahyun was like listing. Like hamburgers like that she's like loves and likes to eat here.
Pasta, pizza,
she said potatoes. And then like Kelly Clarkson said, she's like, oh, you're my sister. And
did you see the one where she was, because like she interviewed all of them for that.
Yeah, it was.
Did you see Sana's one?
No, I didn't get to see all of them. Why? What happened?
It was so funny because like she had asked them and then like the translator like said it in Korean and then Sana started speaking in Korean and she had like this whole sentence like, and then Kelly Clarkson was like, I'm excited to know what she said. Like, she just, Sana just like kept talking in Korean.
Of course.
And then what she had like said was like, when she comes to the US, she likes seeing Once face to face. And then like, she's excited to see Once. But she also is excited for Takis.
Of course. She's the Taki queen.
Yeah. It was just cute. Like, that whole interview, because it had like popped up on my reels and I watched the whole thing. I was like, oh.
I haven't even watched it. You're a real one.
No, because it was cute. It was such a cute interview because she was just like asking them like what kind of foods they like and then
that's how the Dubu's thing came out.
Yeah, what kind of things they want to see when they're in the U.S. Yeah,
that's something I should have watched, but I did not. Maybe I'll try to watch it later on. Also, there was one of the things that ended up like surprising a lot of us. Was I think they were kind of doing a promotion and they were holding their light sticks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that was for the, you know how for like each group they have like those fan chants?
Oh, yeah, they were doing the fan chant.
What is that called? Official fan chants.
And they're doing
and they put
it
out
a video for mm-hmm. it. And the crazy part was a lot of us did notice that was not the version 2 or like the most recent or current,
so obvious.
Current light stick. No. The Candy Bong Z.
Mm-hmm.
Is now gonna have a version 3.
Yeah.
And it, not, I'm sorry, not trying to be mean, but it shits all over 17s.
Like, oh, I know.
Like, honestly, like, it's insane. Like, it has an infinity mirror.
Yeah.
In the middle of the candy bong.
Mm-hmm.
The light part, like, that lights up around the candy bong is like a touch light activated.
Yeah, it's like touch sensored for it to change color.
It's freaking insane. And Haley just said color. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah,
so there you go. Haley has fobbed out in Australian for us.
But then I was telling Joko, because I had shown him before, there was this other light stick by, it's like a smaller group.
Yeah, those also.
Yeah.
With the infinity mirror.
Yeah,
right?
they're called DKZ.
Right.
DBZ. DKZ. But their light stick was really cool. Like, if you look it up, it's like a
really
tambourine.
Cool. That is a cool light stick. Yeah,
I was, like, impressed. I was like, this is, like, something super unique. It's a tambourine, and then when you hit it, it changes the colors, and then it also has the infinity mirror in the middle. I was like, damn, this is a really sick light stick. I don't even freaking know the group.
Whoever
though.
Designed the candy bong, the new one, the version 3,
they probably took ideas from that.
Is a DKZ fan.
Oh,
or,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
At least because...
They saw a lot of ideas. Like, damn,
this is genius.
It's freaking cool, though.
Now we just have to put this into the candy bong, because yeah. that's twice his thing, the candy bong.
Can they all be like that?
It's freaking awesome.
I want an infinity mirror for Stray Kids.
This is an
kids.
Excuse just to buy, like, if you have an old one to upgrade, like, this is the upgrade for sure that
yeah,
you need to get.
Yeah, it's super cool.
And it that at that, like, we don't know yet, but I'm pretty sure.
It's going to be expensive.
With that said... Yeah,
it's probably going to be $100.
Probably going to be pricey because it yeah. looks well worth the upper mm-hmm. price limit tag for that. I'm super excited though, mm-hmm. so I'm going to definitely grab that whenever that comes out. Before hopefully they release it before like their whole
they
tour.
They will, I'm sure.
They better.
Speaking of like, because you mentioned 17's carrot bong.
Yeah, yeah.
So I saw a video and people were interchanging the. Version 2 with the version 3. Like, they switched out the diamond in the middle.
Oh, they
and
opened it
and
everything? And
it looks so much cuter. Like, even
oh,
though
good,
the
thank
stick
God.
Is, like, you know, that black metallic kind of hollow yeah. color, they switched it. And because it had, like, the blue and the pink, and then they used the old dome on it, so it looks like kind of like a diamond still.
Does it fit?
Yeah,
does
it fits.
Oh, shit. Okay.
But
well, there you go.
the new dome doesn't fit on the old one. But for some reason, the old one fits on the new one. I don't know.
Wild. Are you going to do that?
I'm not getting the version 3.
Oh, you're right. why do we need that? We have the.
I have the version 2, and it's perfectly fine.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. But yeah, I mean.
But yeah, if you guys, cool. if someone wanted to try that out,
if you
had
both.
Yeah, I know your cousin.
As much as we
it.
Shit on like the version 3, I mean, of course, people will still get it. Like,
yeah, of course. Yeah, your cousin bought it. Like, yeah, so.
So.
I showed her the video too, so I was like, if she wanted to do that.
Oh, what did she say? She's like,
she's
oh,
like, I'm
not.
Scared to open it up, so it might break. I was like, that one's fine though, because you can just screw it off. Unlike the freaking.
Unlike the freaking.
The Stray Kids one is so scary.
She made me open hers.
I couldn't open it. Because you have to, like, basically pull the globe apart.
I was scared that I would shatter
it. I know.
Like, as soon as I open it. It did it. We did the operation. Because yeah. Haley. One of Haley's friends. Kind of what did
Rachel
she
made the compass the inside she did like the whole mold and then
3D,
she
it's a 3D printer
3D
though.
Printer
yeah.
yeah and then she made it look like Sakura card captors like the color
so like that weird like
the compass
inside
that spins
is, it, mm-hmm. it was like pink
she
and
did,
yellow
like, a custom made one for me
it yeah. was really cool but it's the same shape as like the normal one mm-hmm. just a different color it
yeah.
was fucking it was really cool
and a lot of people do that actually they change it out just to have like a different color
but it's so scary to open
it is
every time even though now I know how to do it it's still kind of like my heart's
fragile like it's like if you crush it too much like it'll
yeah like
it'll
just destroy the lock
yeah
also last but not least for twice talk is there was so Bam Bam has this show, Bam Bam from GOT7, so we all know
everyone has their own shows
everyone
now.
Knows Bam yeah like Jay Park Bam yeah. Bam we haven't even watched Jay Park stuff yet, mm-hmm. and he's had interesting guests and things
know.
Going on.
It's too much.
Bam Bam has this show called Bam Bam's House, or is it Bam's House? Something like that. Oh. Bam House. I think
Bam
it's like literally
House.
Where he like his place,
oh,
and he just invites
house.
A random friend, celebrity,
That's
to come
cute.
Over, and they just talk. Like they're all dressed super casually and comfortably, mm-hmm. kind of thing. And they just talk and eat, I think. And it's interesting. It reminds me of like. His place, like I saw a little bit of it, reminds me of Key's place
oh,
from
really?
Shiny because of the of seeing what do you call that, Key and
Minho,
yeah, yeah. the Minho like being a fucking like mom towards
yeah,
Key,
I mean,
and then Key's like a little kid,
yeah.
like just yelling, yeah, no, but like so it's like it looks like a normal like condo apartment mm-hmm. house whatever living arrangement they have. And Bam Bam has Jihyo mm-hmm. as his next guest for the show. It's actually not even out yet. We've only seen the previews.
Mm-hmm.
The actual episode will be airing March 17th, I believe.
Mm,
and
soon.
The crazy part was, the interesting part actually, and it was kind of crazy, was that he kind of admitted to Jihyo, and it's funny enough that
he
did.
Knows.
Well, I guess not specifically. He admitted he had like a big one-sided crush.
Mm-hmm.
on Nayeon.
That's
and
so cute.
The funny part was like Jihyo was shocked. She's like, wow, you're like really honest, you don't care, like
yeah.
you're saying anything. And Bam Bam was like, oh, it's fine, like the producers will edit it out.
And they
and
didn't
they,
edit it out. They
and
left
they
it
used,
in.
They used it as the
preview
trailer for the next episode.
Maybe they'll edit it out of the actual show, but then just have it as a preview. So.
Hell no.
No, I'm just kidding.
That'd be, dude. Betcha Bam Bam's like, are you guys serious?
Well, he said it, so that's his fault.
I mean, there's all those moments I'm sure like he's been crushing on Nyan. I mean, Nyan is Nyan, first of all. Second, JYP, right? They're all in the same. They all see each other. I think Nyan had like this little like interview with him once, and then
when he was a baby still.
Well, like, yeah, like younger, but also said that like she would buy him like drinks milk. Like milk.
Yeah, specifically
at their JYP cafeteria and stuff. So that's pretty crazy and interesting. A lot of people, I'm sure, are excited and like I can't wait to see that episode. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I think after that, it's going to be the boys' turns. So before we get started with the next one, so just want to say, you know, give us a like, follow, subscribe. If you're tuning in, wherever you are tuning in, you know, just give us a rating. You know, 5 stars is always nice. And and also, you could also hit us up on our Instagram through our DMs, because that's usually where people kind of communicate with us. And that's the only one that we use to get back to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
At Permission to Stand Podcast on Instagram. And we do have a TikTok where all our HD videos and other stuff is also posted there. We have more videos posted on that than Instagram. So if you have both, definitely give a follow for both of those to keep up to date with everything. And I think, did I say everything correctly that I had to?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Haley, this means it's your turn.
Not just me, though.
I'll chime in, as always. But it's, clear your throat. There's a lot to talk about. Because it's the boys' turn. Take it away. BTS or Stray Kids first?
BTS. You know, this is so random to me. So there's going to... On the Masked Singer.
Oh my god. This was random.
I
as
was
hell.
Like, what this is this?
This is a Masked Singer. We're talking about the US one.
The US, yeah. This is not the Korean one, but.
Not to mention, no one was actually masked on this thing we're about to talk about. It's kind of interesting that even happened. But.
So it's a Sesame Street version of the Masked Singer, and they were singing Dynamite.
That was insane.
It was so cute, though.
And the best part was. My favorite part of all of this was Ken Jeong, the actor.
Why was he there?
You know, the actor from...
Hangover.
The Hangover. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, the Chinese guy.
Yeah.
He's actually like... he's a real-life doctor. He has like his PhD. That's but he crazy. Does acting.
Yeah.
And he's like also in... what's that other TV show we've watched? Community.
Oh, that's
he's
right.
a teacher and shit. Like,
oh, my God.
Yeah, so Ken
that.
Jeong, the legend himself, was there and he sang like a line... from Dynamite with Elmo and friends, basically.
Elmo, and then Count was there.
Big Bird.
And Big Bird.
Even Cookie Monster.
So.
It was pretty
so
awesome.
Freaking weird, but okay.
But yes, that's our first BTS news.
And then, so we talked about Jay Park having his own show.
Oh, yes.
It's called Jay Park's Drive.
Yeah.
I didn't even know the name of the show.
Well, now you do.
So BTS, J-Hope, was. Invited, and he sat in the audience, actually.
Yeah, he performed, right?
Yeah, like, he performed.
Dang, so...
It was so crazy.
It was crazy.
Because I was reading that the person he was sitting next to, I don't think they were even an ARMY.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I mean, obviously she knows
she's probably just a fan
is.
Of, like, Jay Park, probably.
Yeah, and then, like, so... Hobi, like, made eye contact and everything with her. And, like, you know, of course, like, he's a member of BTS. You're going to get flustered.
Of course.
So, like, he was, like, singing to her. And then he sang his new song. And then...
Is it the one? Is it the J. Cole one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I fucking
that
love that song.
Yeah. Oh, like, well, love, I guess.
I do. No, I do because I think, especially the fact that it's with J. Cole. Mm-hmm. I really like J. Cole. Mm-hmm. But J. Cole is such a good writer.
Right.
Like, if you listen to his lyrics, damn, he's always good. And especially this song. And the tune is so catchy.
It's
so simple, but so catchy. That's J. Cole. Mm-hmm. And it's called On the Street. So if you haven't checked it out, you should check it out. It's pretty amazing. Not to mention, Hobie's a huge J. Cole fan.
He is. And it's like a full circle for him, too. Because, like...
It's like a Jimin and Taeyang moment.
Exactly. And then now he gets to work with him and make music. That's freaking crazy.
That's
good
wild.
For them. Yeah. Guess who's been doing lives again? Just randomly out of nowhere at probably 5 a.m.
If you're saying random and out of nowhere, it must be the man that doesn't give an F anymore.
He doesn't.
Jungkook, right?
Yes, Jungkook. He did another drinking live.
This man does not give a... He IDJF for real.
But then, like, what was interesting is that he was getting a lot of comments saying, like, stop drinking. Like, why are you drinking on live?
Are you serious?
Yeah, by quote-unquote fans.
Get the F. Oh, my God.
Like, why would you say that to him? Drinking. He's a fucking adult, for one thing.
Yeah, first off, what is he, 26, 27
26, 26? Yeah, 27. Turning
27. Damn, like...
So, dude, like, he's old enough. Wait, is he Korean age, he's probably 27.
But don't tell him what to do, first of all.
First of all, he's in his own house. Like,
hello. Yeah, oh, that's that too. Like, come on.
Why are you telling him that? But I guess he got annoyed.
Good.
He called them out. He's like, why are you asking me to stop drinking? He's like, I am an adult, and he basically said, you only live once. So, like, just
without,
let him be.
Without saying YOLO, he actually said it, like, pronounced.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know. That was just so dumb. Like, he's coming on to, like, spend time with you, and then you're just going to, like, tell him to stop drinking.
Yeah,
like,
how dare you?
He's drinking responsibly. He's at home.
He's having a drink with you. This is a personal date. You can't even catch on to the date vibes.
It honestly looked like a date because he, like, set up his camera, like, on his table. He had a candle. He had his drink. And then he even went and got changed into a white collared shirt.
Why are you guys complaining? This man is just having a nice sip, trying to loosen up and enjoy his talk and chat with us.
4 a.m. his time. Freaking Jungkook.
Didn't he call out someone?
Which one?
Like, someone's name.
Oh, yeah. Someone had, like, because, you know, he reads all the, tries to read as many comments that he,
yeah, that, like, a billion, billions pouring comments at the same time.
So he caught one, and it said, like, go on a date with me for 5 minutes. And he's like, okay, like, you wanna date? And then he's, like, trying to look for the name. He's like, who is this? And then, like, I think he scrolled up, and he was like, Kanya. So, like,
oh, man.
Man, that one person that wrote that, that's, like, imprinted, like, memory.
I wish
memory for her.
I should have joined it, the live. He's like, okay, where is it? Joseph. Oh, Joko. Joko, let's go on a date. Oh, yes. Take me away, Jungkook. Swoon me.
So he pretended to be your boyfriend for, like, 5 minutes, which was so cute.
So it was a boyfriend experience for free on his live at 4 a.m. his time while he's drinking.
Yes.
It's perfect.
You know who else had a live? But it was, like, before this one. It was, like, earlier on in the week, last week.
Who?
Tae.
Oh.
With his special guest, Yeon-tan. Oh my God. It was like a super short live. It was probably like 10 minutes.
He's just talking to Yeon-tan most of the time.
He was so ill. Oh my God. Yeon-tan is so, like, freaking fat and fluffy. But the way that he was acting towards Yeon-tan is like how we act towards, or how I act towards our birds. Like, he put Yeon-tan's, like, snout face inside his mouth.
Haley puts one of our birds into her mouth too, like,
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, because they're just, like, they're so cute. Like, you just want to eat them, basically, like, bite their heads off, but
yeah,
not basically actually do it. Like, but yeah, he was doing.
Yeah,
Tae
wants
to
bite off Yeon-tan's face.
Yeon-tan seems so done, though. Honestly, he was just like,
he's like over shit.
And then when he put him down, he, like, walked off, and then Tae was filming him, and he walked through the door. He's like, you don't want snacks? And then, like, he came back for his snacks, took it, and then, like, left. Yeon-tan left, like, V just, like, ended the live.
That was it.
It was, like, super random, but so cute. I love it when idols bring their, like,
pets. I think Yeon-tan's one of my favorites, because he's,
like,
Barry, like,
too.
Oh, Barry, of course.
Yeah.
But Yeon-tan, I feel like, is a mood.
But Yeon-tan is so, because, like, people were saying that they could hear Yeon-tan, like, his breathing was honestly, like, heavy. Like, because, you know, he has, like, medical problems.
Yeah.
So, like, people were worried. They're like, I hope he's okay and stuff like that.
And he's probably just tired, like, but also
old.
He's, like, over it.
Yeah.
He's like, I just want to go back. But that was super, super cool. I always like seeing Yeon-tan. I always like editing my face onto Yeon-tan. So true. It's like, it looks like I'm licking V or Tae's biting my face.
Yeah. What else had happened? Oh, was this confirmed for BTS's Yoongi and IU?
Yeah, they're already working, and they're going to be releasing their second collab song. That's, isn't that cool?
Do you think it's going to be on his album?
I don't. That's a good question. That, hey, that makes sense. I didn't even think of that. I don't know. It's possible.
Or is it for IU?
But the first song was, the first collab was because of who passed away?
Sully.
Yeah, because of Sully. So this one, at least not because of, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, I mean, but that was some crazy news to see too.
Yeah, I really like that song 8 by them. So I'm looking forward to their new collab song.
Me too.
Jimin has been dropping a lot of previews and concept photos for his upcoming album Face.
Boy, has he. Not to mention Tae was dropping a shit ton of stuff today too on Instagram for for his magazine, for the L magazine.
Both of them are being
topless.
No. They're not stripping. Topless. So Jimin is actually, he is on the new cover of Vogue, and Tae is on the new cover of Elle. And I think for Tae, he's doing it for Celine. Oh, like he's modeling for Celine.
Interesting.
Yeah. But I didn't know that. I think Jimin's album comes out the end of this month, too.
Yeah, it's coming up already.
I feel like a lot of things are dropping in March.
A lot of stuff. I can't wait because, like, I think my Twice signed versions are coming in tomorrow. I checked it too. So there's like, so you'll be getting your Jimin thing coming in
soon. Yeah.
Did they announce or like? No. There's nothing about that yet, right? Mm-mm. Okay, we'll find out soon.
I'm sure we'll find out because Elise will tell.
Oh yeah, that's right. We got our we got our main army that is up to date with everything.
Yeah, she'll tell us. We like, all if have, they've been announced.
We all have an army friend that is up to date on the know about every single damn thing that's going on.
Mm-hmm. And then so it was White Day in Korea.
So in Asia, White Day is when, like, is it the girls give the guys stuff or the guys give the girls stuff?
The guys give the girls. Wait.
See?
The girls get, wait. So for Valentine's Day, the girls give the guys stuff. And so for White Day,
guys give the girls stuff. Got it.
So, Jin has...
I was going to say, before you continue, the only reason why I know about this is because of all the damn anime. Like, I watch, like, all the slice of lives and all the shoujo I watch. It's like, there's always a White Day episode and then Valentine's Day episode.
Where they make candy for each other.
Exactly.
Yeah, chocolates and lollipops.
Yes, I'm a weeb. Go continue.
So Jin, he, because, you know, he's been doing his monthly messages that he's pre-recorded way in advance.
Which is super cool still, like, honestly.
So this one was, he actually said that he was recording it when he was in Argentina for the Coldplay concert. So when was that? Was that like...
That was a while back already.
Last year sometime?
Yeah, yeah. It had to be, right?
Yeah, so he left a short message for ARMY. He had like a purple lollipop and he was like, this is for you for White Day. It was just like super short and like cute. He was wearing
his favorite
pajamas.
Of course.
Good Day.
Okay.
Yes.
I haven't seen it, but I can already picture all of this in my head. You've painted everything that I need.
Big lips.
Luscious lips and the purple lollipop.
Yep. So that's pretty much it for BTS. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on.
There's always
on
like little small things going
time,
on. We still haven't we haven't even watched the episode where, like, you know, we talked about like last time.
Wait, he's in Mexico.
Yeah, so like there's just so much, which is awesome.
It's hard to keep up.
There's a lot of cool content for everyone.
Yeah, you'll never run out of stuff to watch, honestly. Yeah. Like for those people that were worried, like, oh my god, they're going on like a break or whatever.
Oh, you're still getting fed well.
Oh my god, there's like been nonstop. Still
no space in your stomach to complete all of this.
Because even Elise was saying like she can't even keep up, and like she only focuses on BTS.
She's a solo stan.
Yeah, so like she can't even keep up with that. Damn, that's a lot of content.
You said Stray Kids.
Did I say Stray Kids?
Then I'll say it for you.
They are next. Yes,
Stray Kids.
So they recently had their concert in Manila.
The motherland.
Yes, our motherland.
Half your motherland.
Half my motherland.
Did you say mother? Motherland?
Motherland? I don't know. So actually when they were heading to Manila in the airport, so Seungmin and Han were seen limping. Like they're... People were obviously concerned. They were like, what is wrong? Like, did they hurt themselves during practice? Or, like, what is going on? Like, there was no, like, announcement about it. And I guess because, like, Stays had been, like, constantly, like, writing online. Or, like, they're super concerned and worried. Because, you know, they're going to Manila to, for a concert.
You even said, like, there's a note here. Soomin was in a wheelchair?
Oh, yes. He was in a wheelchair.
Like, that's why, at the airport?
Yeah,
like
they were pushing him in a wheelchair.
What the hell happened?
So it's nothing, like, you think it's, like, super serious, right? But it wasn't anything, like, no injuries to their legs or, like, their body parts or anything. They had enteritis.
Oh, God.
I don't know what happened, though. It does sound horrible.
I know what happened.
What? What
did they eat? They ate food in the Philippines.
No, this is when before they left.
Oh, never mind. Oops, sorry.
That's so fucked up.
They drank unbottled water.
No, this was in Seoul still.
Oh, so they arrived in a wheelchair and everything. Never mind. My bad. I thought it was the other way around.
No, they were in Seoul Airport.
Shit,
being
spitting all over my mic.
They were in Seoul Airport being pushed by in a wheelchair. Shit. They weren't even in Manila.
Is he wearing a diaper then? He has a teritis? Shit, like shitting himself.
So I guess they were just really like lethargic and like had stomach aches
just
and
dying.
Stuff
like. Teritis is not a joke. It sucks.
It's not.
And it's dangerous because you could also like, you know, if you do have like diarrhea and all that stuff, like you could either get like
dehydrated.
Super dehydrated or even like ulcers because your stomach is already kind of inflamed. Flamed and everything.
Yeah, so it was nothing to do with like foot injuries or anything like that. But yeah, well,
and you mean nothing to do with the food in the Philippines.
But so a little after that, JYP finally released a statement saying that it was enteritis. Like they're fine and they
will survive
on their way to like recovery. But they didn't announce anything, like, about the concerts, like, whether Soongmin and Han would be, like, attending. Because the concert was, like, literally the next day.
Oh, they'll be fine.
So
they're going to make them, right?
So Soongmin was fine. Like, he had fully recovered. He was, like, performing and everything. Han, however, he sat the majority of the concert, like, on a chair on the side.
Is that Tae?
Yeah, exactly.
So when V was like on the side,
yeah,
and
when
same
he had
with
his
Jin
injury.
Too, also, mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. So he was there. He sang all his parts. He got up sometimes to dance, but for the majority, he was just like seated for the first day of the Manila concert. But the members made him feel very included.
Course.
Of course, they kept
running over to him, right?
Yeah, like playing around with him. So like he was fine. But then Han said that like even though he was seated, it was nice because then he. There was, like, this one video that I saw, like, from a fan. They posted it, and it was Han. You could see him seated, and then he was, like, sitting directly, like, facing Stray Kids performing. And he said it was such a treat for himself because he could see them performing. And he's like, I'm so proud to be a part of this, like, amazing group, basically. Like, he could see how, like, crazy it is.
It's... Yeah, because
right,
I mean,
you don't get that chance.
When does he ever get to
you
watch?
Don't get to watch.
When can he watch Stray Kids?
Exactly. So, like, he said that it was kind of like a cool experience for himself.
Right, right, and it's good. I mean, like at the same time, yeah, he gets his well-deserved rest, mm-hmm. And I'm sure also it gives him a chance to actually watch Stay. Like he's probably looking, getting a good look at how Stay reacts to them.
Exactly.
Like seeing
taking
all
it
the,
all in.
Yeah.
Basically.
So in a way, it's a cool cathartic like experience for him.
Mm-hmm.
So just make the most out of like you know bad situation kind
exactly.
of thing. So that's pretty
then,
cool though. That's a good perspective because I didn't even think about like yeah.
Yeah, he actually.
When does
he
get to watch
that.
Stray Kids live?
Yeah, in his speech he said that. So I was like, damn, that's pretty cool though for him to like experience that. So and then the next day they had their second Manila concert. Han was back, so
good,
like, he
good.
Was fine.
He's like, man, I'm re-energized by watching Stray Kids.
Actually, he said that. No, wait. He said, I'm re-energized because of Stay's energy.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so also what happened at the Manila concert, Bang Chan, during like that unit intermission thing where there's like the four of them, he sang... a Tagalog song.
That blew my mind.
He's amazing. Oh my God. Like
he's
something else, honestly.
Why do they call him best leader for a reason, right?
He learned the song Ikaw, which means you.
It doesn't
in
mean
Tagalog.
That's not we're not talking about a cow.
No, it means you. And then the original singer is Yang Constantino. And it's like a really old, well known Tagalog song. I actually knew it because like a lot of my mom's friends, when I went to those Filipino parties before,
karaoke,
they sing
right?
it. Yeah, in karaoke. So I was, like, familiar with the song. I was like, dang. And then, like, hearing Bang Chan sing it.
Was it like a part of it or like whole, the whole song or what?
It was like the first verse and then the first part of the chorus.
Oh, that's so still, like, that's a lot.
It was a lot. It was like, a minute something.
How was it? Did he pronounce
Amazing.
Everything right?
And yeah. Everything was good? Everything was like perfectly pronounced.
That's fucking crazy.
You know the thing about Bang Chan? Like, it seems that with every country that they've gone to, he has learned a different song in that language.
Yeah, that's props to him.
Specifically for like if they went to like Thailand or like...
Japan.
Chainsaw Man. Exactly. But then, like, freaking, what does America get? It's like, shoot, I want the freaking Tagalog song or
we get Stay,
Japanese
Justin
song.
Bieber.
I guess.
And then LA, we got he's just humming Dr. Dre.
Yeah. So, like, that's the thing, though. He really, like, personalizes to each country that they go to, which is so cool.
Which is always cool. Yeah. It's always, I think that's one big thing I always appreciate. For each artist that actually does that.
Yeah.
Like, they actually communicate and, like, connect with the specific, like, whoever they're performing at or wherever they're performing
at. They even learned Tagalog, and they were speaking in Tagalog to, like, to stay. Like, it was short phrases,
Of course. Yeah, the effort is, you know, it's always appreciated. Like, you could see the effort and the love. So, it's pretty amazing.
And then it was cool, too, because, like, in that video where he was singing the Tagalog song, like, the whole audience was singing with him. It was just like, you could hear him, but you couldn't really hear him because it was just so loud in there. So that was like really cool. And then one thing that stood out to me was Hyunjin's hair because it's finally getting longer and it was styled in like those sweatbands. And it kind of reminded me of how it was back in, like, Thunderous era, because it's getting to that length.
I think you've been waiting for this.
I have been waiting.
You've been waiting for his hair to come back, because Changbin has been taking over.
He has. I'm like, man. But then when I saw Hyunjin, I was like, damn, that's the reason why he's my bias.
He reminded you.
Yeah, so don't cut it. Do not cut it before we see you at the end of this month. I'll be so sad.
And have his, like, schoolboy hair again.
Oh, no. Speaking of Hyunjin... They actually sing, because his birthday is coming up, too, March 20th.
Oh, he's a Pisces,
he
too.
He is.
Huh? Nice.
And then the Manila stays, they sang happy birthday to him already. And he was, like, really touched, obviously, because he was happy that they were singing it. He was like, it's not my birthday yet, but then they still sang it for him. And then next week they'll be in the U.S. already.
At least he was
for
touched.
Atlanta.
I think that, like, because that doesn't happen too often when, like, these artists have, like...
Have the birthday falls on...
Like, near or, like, on. Because we sang for Dubu.
Yes, we did. And she cried.
That was awesome. That was actually one of the best concert experiences.
She cried.
Overall, because of all the experiences and everything that happened. But, yeah, we made Dubu cry. That was... Man, that was really cool. Not because she's crying, but like just the emotional
being,
like,
able to sing happy birthday.
Yeah, that was so good. Good for like those stays that were able to sing.
I'm sad though because like his birthday is gonna be actually near the Atlanta concerts because it's gonna be on the 22nd.
So you're gonna go?
They're probably gonna,
you're gonna
sing.
Fly there to sing happy birthday.
No, but and then they also did something for White Day, of course. They dropped the music video, finally, the Japanese music video for There. They put a teaser out maybe like a month ago. And I was like, wait, did they just make this teaser and not drop anything? Like, where's the music video? So they were saving it for White Day, specifically because it was another point of view video where they're your boyfriend.
One of these again.
The freaking, if you remember the Your Eyes one where they kept making fun of Felix for like...
With the pancake,
kissing,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Kissing the camera, basically.
Who can forget something like that?
So they did the same kind of thing. It was really cute. It was actually all shot in Japan. So like Bang Chan actually went to the Tower Records that I want to go to. So that's where he took his date, quote unquote.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then Hyunjin was at like Tokyo Tower. And yeah, just go check it out. It's a really cute music video and also a really good song. Actually, that's probably my favorite song on the album, on their Japanese album. And yeah.
Bet you can't wait to go to Japan and see all their Japanese stuff.
I can't wait. I hopefully
like, are you gonna get
there.
Their album? Because like, you already bought their albums.
I did.
What are you gonna try? What are you looking for when we go to Japan?
They're missing Japanese albums that I don't have. And
maybe
then,
it's cheaper too.
Probably
more affordable at least
because I'm not paying for shipping. Shipping is the one that fucks it up.
It's already more, if not the same price as the album.
But there's also, like, for the sound in Japan only, they had, like, the... What are those
photo cards?
No, those jewel cases, but for each member.
Oh, they didn't sell
they
that
don't
here
sell
individually?
It here.
Oh.
Mm-mm. It was for Japan
so
only.
So who are you picking up?
Hyunjin.
Oh, really? Just
Hyunjin.
Oh, there
Bang
it is.
Chan. Oh, I, just kidding. Maybe. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Gotta make room.
One last.
Make room in that luggage.
One last thing. There was a live from Felix and Seungmin, and I guess they do this every single white day, and they have the same result every single time they try to make candy. They fail miserably. So, like, they were trying to make those lollipops. And for some reason, their live was, like, an hour or something long. And at the end of it, it still, like, didn't set properly. So, like, when Seungmin tried to, like, pick it up, like, it just dripped everywhere. So, it was a fail, but it was the thought that counts.
Yes. Sure.
That's it.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Because okay.
You're looking at me like you're bored.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm just letting you talk. Do your thing.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. Oh, and their fifth anniversary is coming up on March 25th.
You mean 0325?
Yeah, that song. But...
I like that song.
I wish they would sing that song.
Why don't they?
I don't know.
It's a cool... It's like a drum and bass, like, kind of like
kinda
reminds old
me of
school
anime,
song.
Too.
Now we go up, na, 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 na.
Yeah, exactly. It's like fast-paced, like Initial
really cool.
D, kind of. I don't know. It reminded
well,
me.
Not
of,
really Initial D.
No, but it reminded me of like those fast-paced
that was
songs.
Not the, yeah, like a, this is
like when
not,
you're driving fast. Like
it was, like I said, drum and bass like has that type of feel to it. But yeah, check out that song if you haven't too. Especially, I mean, if you're a stay, you probably have. But if you're just like getting Stray Kids, that's a cool song. I mean, that's a song about their or like kind of like you know when
yeah,
they came out
mm-hmm,
and debuted
exactly.
their date. 0325.
Yes, that's the name.
So,
that's it.
That's it.
Lots of celebrations next week. I wish they were celebrating it when we were seeing them.
Oh, man. I was going to say, I hope you get to post something for us because we've all been waiting.
Oh, fuck. I've been too busy making a Japan itinerary.
Oh,
which
you've
is,
been
I
making
think,
Japan. Oh, you made Japan.
Making a Japan itinerary.
Yes.
And also working.
But you're off tonight. You're off tomorrow night. You're off the night following that. And
I'm
the one after
that. I'm
still
making my itinerary. Our itinerary.
It's basically almost done. If not, it's just we're adding stuff. Haley's finding excuses not to keep
to
her
make,
promise.
I have to make my Changbin sign.
You're doing that when early comes.
No, I have to do it before then a little bit.
Doesn't matter. You have to work on this new jeans one.
Okay,
promised us over a month ago.
I know. It's not a broken promise.
It is already.
It's not because I'll eventually do it.
Okay, we will believe it when we see it. Till then, it's a broken promise.
No!
So
okay.
Hopefully we will see it very soon enough.
Ugh, fuck. Okay.
Or if it's just going to stay broken.
No.
So as with that said, ending on that note, so thank you everyone for joining us. As always, we have new episodes every Thursday. Check us out on all platforms, the Permission to Stand podcast. Hopefully Haley will post, but you can check us out where, Haley?
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand podcast.
And with that said, yeah, if you want to leave us a message, say hi or anything, say what's up. A lot of people have. We appreciate all those that have been connecting with us. Yeah, check us out and DM us on Instagram. And till the next time, stay safe and
peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.